felt great.
Until you got there.
I got to knock some of that rust off, and but it felt great to finally get out there with the guys and get to learn this defense from the field and not from the sideline.
Feel different last few years you can remember at all?
Well, obviously it's going to feel different for some of the rules we have put in, first of all. But Coach Fox, his old demeanor. I mean, it is a different camp.
Brian, what did you think of the Dennis Allen getting you guys doing those up downs, the new guys back, you know, to get a little camaraderie going? Did you like that?
Well, that's his rule to get in on his defense. It's not just his defense; it's our defense, and those are the things that you know, we have to do to get in on. So everybody has had to do it, and whoever, you know, comes from here on out is going to have to do the same thing.
Can you take us through the process a little bit of today, getting the CBA officially ratified? When you
a lot of phone calls, a lot of answering emails, and but basically just going in there and explaining to the guys what the details of what was going on at the time, and then asking for the votes.
How do you feel about the HGH being part of the CBA?
Well,
or the HGH testing.
Yeah, well, at some point I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. We just want to make sure it's done the right way. And so those are the things, the process we're going through with the commissioner and D are doing those things.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like it was part, right? Or at least before practice, it looked like that was what was going to be included in the 30 days and wanted by the first game of the season.
Yeah, I don't know the details of all that. I didn't have time to really get into all the details of it, but from the memo that I got, that they'll work on that stuff, and it'll probably happen at some point.
Is this something you have a concern about at all?
I know that
the other leagues have kind of resisted, and NFL's going to be the first one to kind of jump in.
We'll see when it all works out. I don't know when that timetable is. I don't know if there is a timetable, but when that all works out, you know, we want this game to be a fair one. We want everybody to play by the same rules, and so you know, when that test comes about and we feel comfortable with it, it'll happen.
Brian, there's been a lot of controversy around that player conduct policy and a lot of strong reactions to it over the years, and it looks like it stayed pretty much the same as far as that. How did your constituents here in the Broncos feel about that, and what do you feel about, you know, keeping that kind of in place?
Well, I mean, it didn't really stay the same there. You know, obviously the commissioner's going to be over it because he is a commissioner, but, you know, to have we have some say-so on some of the things that are going on and some of the other rules that are implemented. You guys will really get a chance to read it, and you'll understand it for yourself that it's not the same.
So are you happy with the changes that have been made? I
mean, yes.
So those are needed in your opinion?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, for you personally, now that you got the CBAs over and done with, you can concentrate 100% on football. How much of that is relief for you personally?
It's a huge relief in the fact that, like I said early, to learn from the field and not the sideline, that's a tough thing, to learn a whole new defense from the sideline. And so to finally get out there to knock the rust off and to get out with the guys and to sweat and all the good things that happen in training camp.
Coming off last season, how much more competitive do you expect this team to be with that new regime?
I expect them to be very competitive. You know, Coach Fox is preaching one thing, or two things, really. But the main thing he's talking about is speed and practice. He's going to work us in spurts to make us, you know, treat everything like game day as far as the speed of practice, but he's not going to beat us up. And I think that having fresh legs going to the games and knowing what you're doing gives us a chance to surprise some folks.
How much attention do the veterans on this team who are in control of the locker room watch the quarterback situation? And what do you have to be aware of when you have the kind of competition you guys have there?
Nothing. I mean, we're learning a whole new system defensively. And so what we go out and do is making sure that we're getting the right calls, making sure the safeties are communicating with the corners and vice versa. And, you know, the linebackers are getting their checks. It's we can't control what's going on over there. I mean, those guys are battling out. They're doing a great job of being positive with one another, and they're putting their best foot forward. So whatever happens in that situation, whomever is the one left standing, we'll back that person. So, you know, that's in itself is what football and competition is all about.
One last CBA question, hopefully for a while. The Steelers kind of had a protest vote a little bit today. What was the reaction around here when, you know, you said a lot of phone calls and just talking to the guys? Were they pretty much on board with things, or did you have to smooth some things over here?
It was some questions asked. I'm not going to get into detail with it, but some questions asked. But for the most part, it was a smooth transition.